Britain's Got Talent.
Pleasure to be here.
Saturday night. Britain's Got Talent night.
My name's Charlie.
Dad's favourite night. Doritos and dips. Well, the Tesco versions. I get him comfy in his wheelchair. It starts. Our neighbour screams at her children. I blast it out. We don't let anything get in the way of Amanda Holden, I'm telling you now. Doritos, dip, Coke. Text from Jace. Come out tonight. Can't, mate. Lame. Dancing dogs, men in heels, singers, magicians, tightropes, phone rings. Can't you just call the AA? Jace has broken down. 10 minutes from Enfield, so it's not too far, but can I really just leave Dad? Dinner's done. Toilet's done. Pills are done. Ah, but the doctor said... But it's literally half an hour. But he can barely move. But Jace is helping us when I go uni. Plus, he can move about in the wheelchair if he needs. Half hour, Dad. Phone check, keys check, door locked, and I'm off. Tearing down the road, first to second to third to fourth. Jace's hazard lights blink at me. Tuck off. Except, it didn't exactly go that smoothly. Now I'm missing a detail. Rewind. Saturday night. Britain's Got Talent night. Dad's favourite night. Doritos and dips. Well, the Tesco versions. I get him comfy in his wheelchair. It starts. Our neighbour screams at her children. I blast it out. We don't let anything get in the way of Amanda Holden. Except... Fast forward. My car ain't really broke, mate. Just wanted to get you out the house. Fast forward. McDonald's it is. Big Mac with extra Big Mac sauce. Two double cheeseburgers and a McFlurry. Except... Our ice cream machine isn't working. KFC it is. Ice cream, please. A new burrito, a pulled chicken burrito. One large meal, please. Ice cream and phone in one hand, my meal in the other. Then Ali walks in. She talks to me like we hadn't even broke up. My phone rings, but Ali is in mid-convo. My phone rings again, but I'm telling her about uni. Phone is still ringing, but she asks when I'm free next. I mean, Dad rings for so many reasons, right? It was probably just to tell me that Simon Cowell didn't let someone through to the next round. If I had answered, Ali would think, oh look, he hasn't changed, but he still don't have time for me. I listened to the voicemail in the car. He only wants McDonald's. But then I listened to the second voicemail. I rush home. I walk in. And Britain's Got Talent is still on. Dad isn't there. I rush into the kitchen and there he is. The kettle on the floor. Water everywhere. Shaking, crying, shivering and burning. 999. It's Saturday night. Britain's Got Talent night. Dad's favourite night. Doritos and dip at the ready, but Dad is in his room. He's scared if he comes out, something else will happen. He won't talk. It's been 3 weeks. It's got him. It's got him bad. I should be one of those carers on the news that are being prosecuted for neglect, you know? I sit and I watch those singers and magicians and dancing dogs, but he's not here. It's like the last bit of life and personality has been sucked out. And all because Jace making shit up. I blame him. Don't blame me for not looking after your old man properly, but I blame him again and I hit him. If you think I'm helping you out when you go to uni, you're having a laugh, mate. That was it. No uni. No mate and barely a dad left.
Who Cares was written by Daisy Watford and performed by Alexander Pritchett. The piece was edited by Aidan Judd and produced for Podium.me by Cordelia Galloway.